Holy God, we thank you. Shine, Jesus, shine. Songwriter says, Jesus, the light of the world. Walk in the light, the beautiful light. Come, let the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Shine, Jesus, shine into our circumstances. Shine into our hearts. And then shine out of our hearts this morning. Shine, Jesus. Shine into our world. So that we could see you anew in 2021. We need you, Lord Jesus. We need you more than we have needed you before. So shine. Shine in our nation. Shine in the world. Shine in our hearts. And now, Lord God, take hold of me, the preacher, and put me under submission to your holy will. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, because you are our refuge and our strength. You are our Savior and our Lord. Amen. Amen. And here we are. We give God thanks and praise. And I think on this Sunday, I think more than any other Sunday, this first Sunday of 2021 ought to make us all ponder and reflect, huh? Because we have come through a difficult year. And we thank God that our year might not have been as difficult as others, but it has been a difficult year for many, for those we know, for those we love, and for our nation and for the world. And so we take the time to give God thanks that God has been good to us. Amen. So my sermon title today is By Another Road. By Another Road. Amen. I've always thought of this story, the Magi story, going to see baby Jesus. And we always get this every year, and you have to think of new ways to come up with this story. For over 20-something years, I have preached this text, because it always is this text on Epiphany Sunday. Always. Amen? It doesn't change. Now, let me begin with this reflection that says, when history changed, whether he was born in 4 B.C. or A.D. 6, in Bethlehem or Nazareth, whether there were multitudes of the heavenly host, to him the glory of it, or just Mary and her husband, when the child was born, the whole course of human history was changed. That is a truth as undeniable as any truth. Art, music, literature, Western culture itself, with all its institution and Western man's whole understanding of himself and his world, it is impossible to conceive how differently things would have turned out if that birth had not happened whenever, wherever, however it did. And there is a truth beyond that. For millions of people who have believed since the birth of Jesus made possible not just a new way of understanding life, but a new way of living it. The birth of Jesus made it a new way of living life. James Taylor, some have called James Taylor the musical theologian, James Taylor wrote a song about the wise men called Home by Another Way. The song opens like this way. Those magic men, the Magi, some people call them wise or oriental or even kings. Well, anyway, those guys, they visited with Jesus. They sure enjoyed their stay. They warned in a dream of King Herod's scheme. They went home by another way. Yes, they went home by another way. Home by another way. Maybe you can be wise guys too. You and me can be wise guys too. And go home by another way. Amen? And I do believe in 2021, many of us are going to have to go home by another way. We're going to have to change the course of how we have been doing our lives. Right? And we're going to have to take another way. Right? Amen? According to the Bible and James Taylor, going home by another way or another road can be a sign of great wisdom. Right? It can be a sign. I'm going to let you know why this can be a sign of great wisdom. Even though traveling by another road may be far less convenient and far more dangerous, there are times in life when the other road is precisely the way to go. Some of us have been traveling on a road for a long time, one direction with our lives, our careers, everything, whatever we do, and God is intending for us to what? Go home by, to do something else. Do something else. God has been telling us. The Magi of Jesus' day were magicians, as I said earlier, and astrologers who gained their wisdom through the arts of sorcery and studying the stars. But these particular magi somehow became restless with what they knew, and they were willing to travel great distances and search diligently to find a deeper wisdom embodied in a newborn king. And I think the time of quarantine for many of us should have been, and if it hasn't been, ought to be, a time of what? Deep questioning, seeking of the Lord, trying to see what God has in store for us next. Amen? It is a time to stay still, to listen to God, to seek God, so that we could see this new thing that God is about to do in our lives. Amen? Their journey led them to Jerusalem, the wise men, where they dealt with the cruel and crafty King Herod, who was also searching for the king of the Jews, but for a different reason. Theirs was a treacherous journey that carried them far from home and safety, but their deep longing for something more drove them forward. Let's be clear that these three wise men, their journey was very hard. It wasn't easy. They were traveling far to the east. We don't get the fullness of their story, but if you are to read in history about these stargazers, they go through a lot of stuff to read these stars and travel through difficult times. Many of us have been traveling through difficult times, ups and downs, disappointments, and all kinds of hurdles to get to what the Lord has planned for us. But we're going to have to be ready to journey with the Lord. The Magi teach us that those who journey with Jesus are driven not by a sense of obligation or guilt, but a deep desire to experience a source of wisdom and truth, of hope and love they can find nowhere else. I think this is a time for us to be seeking Jesus more. Notice, too, that this delegation of the Magi paid attention and they followed God's guidance however it came. They followed God's guidance. Do you remember what the text said? God told them, angel told them, and they followed. And we have got to be able to seek God during this time, and when we hear from God, to follow. You see, because the Magi were stargazers, they were quick to notice an unusual body hovering in the heavens. Matthew calls it a star, and modern-day scholars have had a field day summarizing that this body might have been a supernova, a comet, the conjunction of two planets like Jupiter and Saturn, or something entirely different. But whatever this body was, the Magi knew that they needed to follow it. Whatever the Lord is saying to you and me, we better be ready to do what? Follow it. And friends, the Lord is going to tell us in different ways. The way the Lord is going to tell me, sometimes he tells us through somebody telling us. You know that. Sometimes he tells us through reading the Word. Sometimes he tells us through prayer, but we had better be ready to hear, and when we hear it, to follow it. Amen? Later they would also heed a word of biblical prophecy that fixed the birthplace of the new king in Bethlehem. And still later, God would redirect them through a dream. And in each case, the Magi proved by faith and not by sight, confident that they were doing, that they were being guided by a mysterious wisdom they could trust but not explain. They were following it by faith and not by sight. Amen? The Lord was leading them. We're going to, in 2021, have to be following God by faith. The songwriter says, we have come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He has never failed us yet. Can't turn around. We cannot turn around because he has never failed me yet. Has he failed you yet? Never failed me yet. And if I have failed in anything, it's because I didn't listen to God and I was not obedient to the voice of God. Every now and then we miss the mark. When we are on a journey with Jesus, you may not be guided by a star in the sky. We may not see a star in the sky. It's quite unlikely we're going to see that because that has happened already. But God will speak to us through God's word. But we ought to be attentive to what God says through the scripture and through faith communities and through the witness of the Holy Spirit. We have got to be attentive. We've got to pray to God, God, give me discernment. You know what discernment is. Discernment is that voice inside of you, in your soul, that is saying, don't do that. You ought to do that. Lots of time it comes and says, why not try that? You've been talking about that book for 20 years. Why not now? You've been trying about that opportunity. Why not now? The Lord is speaking to us. And we must be willing to move into unknown territory by faith rather than by sight. Amen? We got to move into unknown territory by faith rather than by sight. And I could use an example of somebody I know in this community who was laid off from their job because of COVID-19, and they came up by faith to do a little business. God has spoken. God will let you do things that you never even thought of. If you listen to God, amen? But if you're willing to do the same old, and keep stuck in our ways, guess what? Nothing will happen. I'm going to say this to this young man who's here, Sky, who's a young man with vision for his music. God, in 2021, some of us old folks, sometimes we're so stuck in the mud, somebody needs to pull us out and shake us and knock us over, you know, just for us to move out of the mud. But young people, you and Jesse, you're young people, be ready to receive what the Lord will speak into your lives. Don't be boxed into the same old thing, right? Just say, Lord, give me a new vision and new ideas, and I will try it. Amen? Because God is never going to leave you wrong. And I'm saying to some of us old ones, God is about to change course. Wants us to change course. He wants me to change course on some stuff, and I am ready. I say, speak, Lord, for I'm listening. I'm ready to move with the Lord, to move in what you're saying. You see, another trait I notice is that the wise men of this story, is that they are willing to be overwhelmed by Jesus. We want Jesus to take over our lives. These wise men gladly surrender control of their emotions. We have to surrender control of our emotions, our bodies, our material goods, and even their lives in the presence of Jesus. We must be willing to surrender, to say, Lord, here I am. Show me what you want me to do. Here I am, Lord. Show me how you want me, where you want me to go. Here I am, Lord. Amen? Oftentimes, I remember when I went to seminary, Not willingly, but I did go. And I went for something else. Because I never wanted to leave my job, my regular job. I really wanted to, I thought I'd be an adjunct professor at night and keep my other job, which is, to me, was fancier. I could travel and so on. But I had a plan. I had a plan to go to seminary. I was going to do it part-time, and I just was going, because people had spoken in my life that I should go. And I said, why? Why go? I already had 3 degrees. What am I doing? 2 degrees. What am I doing? Right? Why? And somebody spoke it in my life, in the church, that you really should go. Go, you've got that gift. And I'm thinking, that is out of my realm. I really want to be a businesswoman. I want to make a lot of money. I want to travel the world. But I decided after many, many, you know, God just being on me many, many times by the Holy Spirit, I decided to go. But I had my own plan. I was going to go and I was going to get a degree in theology and try to be an adjunct teacher. No idea. Never had a desire to preach in a church. Never had a desire to do anything like that. Frankly, I didn't think preaching in a church was fabulous. Because I had come from this mindset in the business world, working on Madison Avenue. But God had a plan. And because when I was in seminary, I was part-time taking a homiletic course. And after I take the homiletic means a preaching course, you had to prepare a small sermon, 10 minutes. And then the professor said, after we had all presented, they critique you. You want to be critiqued? Go to seminary. They make a video and they critique you. Go to seminary. If you're thin-skinned, don't go to seminary. Okay, I'm going to tell you in a minute what you didn't do right. But it's okay. It's all part of the learning process. And she spoke in my life and she said, you are called to preach. You should change your major and do divinity. And I said, what? I don't want to do that. It took me a while, a lot of crying and tears. And thanks be to God. Thanks be to God that I said yes. Never had that planned in my entire life. Always in church, always in Sunday school, because my mother was a dietic Christian, so she dragged it here no matter what. Like many of our parents do, but never had a desire. Because if I did, I would have been a pastor for 40-something years. I would have started at the get-go. So, young people and old people, we read yesterday in the book of Daniel, we did not realize, many of us didn't think, that Daniel was in the lion's den. You know how old Daniel was when he was in the lion's den? Lots of people thought he was a young man. No, Daniel was placed in the lion's den when he was 80-something years old. He had been in Babylon for many years before he was in the lion's den. So those of us who are older, God has a plan for us to change our course. Amen? He's got a plan. Just be willing and ready. When we looked at the Bible study yesterday and we realized Daniel went to that place, Babylon, when he was 15 or 16, some writer says 18, but he was not in the lion's den. Darius would not allow him, put him in the lion's den till he was 70-something, 80 years old. God is not through with us yet, old folks like me. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm looking for what God is going to do in my whatever year. It's a secret between me and God. Amen? So we've got to be prepared. Even in the midst of darkness, the disciples of Jesus often find themselves overwhelmed by Jesus. Be overwhelmed about what God is going to do in your life. Be overwhelmed. Be ready, friends. And when they got there, they were so delighted. The scripture tells us volumes of commentaries have speculated, but they brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh, the wise men, because they know that something great was about to happen. When God begins to work in your life and you begin to surrender to the Lord, to the Holy Spirit, friends, you're going to start feeling your body tingling. Things are going to happen. You're going to say, oh, my Lord, is this going to happen? Because we cannot think about what God is going to. Our brain cannot fathom what God has planned for us. And especially in difficult times, especially God steps into your world and change your circumstance. I tell you, and so we see the proof of this transformation We see that the light shines on where Isaiah says, Isaiah would say here, arise, arise, shine, for the light has come. They do because he has. We can arise, we can do, and we could hope because the light has come. And therefore, we too can become epiphanies or revelations of God through our own transformed life. If we allow God to transform our life and change our direction, then yes, we can go home another way. Home another way. And maybe you and I will be able to see the grace of God and something new in our lives. And as I close, I believe that God is going to work mighty in your lives this week. I'm going to prophesy in 2021. Everybody who is listening to me, God is going to do something mighty. Be ready. Be ready. But before you ask me the question, how is that possible? And how are we going to do this, we ask. And I want to just give you 4 points. Number one, ask the Lord for direction. Ask the Lord what road to take. First point, ask the Lord. Scripture says you want something and you do not have it. Right? You ask, he says you do not have because you do not ask. You have not because you do not ask. You ask and you do not receive because you ask wrongly. Ask the Lord for direction, friends. Amen? Ask, God will give you. Acknowledge, second point, acknowledge that we are not perfect. Acknowledge that you are not perfect and that I'm not perfect. Acknowledge it before God. If you want to go on another road, if you want to get this blessing God has for you, say to God, God, I'm not perfect. I've made some mistake in the past. I've done some things that didn't work out. I'm imperfect, God. You see, once you acknowledge to God you're imperfect, oh, God is just waiting for crackpots that he could work on us. He's bigger working and melting and molding, right? Acknowledge that you're imperfect. I always say to God, I'm a sinner saved by your grace. I'm a sinner saved by your grace, God. If you didn't save me, oh, what a mess I would have been. Acknowledge, and I would have been a mess. You made me think I'm a little bit nuts now. If I didn't know Jesus, can you imagine? Amen. And number three, live with your backs to your past. You know what Paul tells us? Press on. Live with your backs to your past. Some of us just live in the past. All we do is talk about the past. What we didn't do, what didn't happen. Yes, we don't forget the past, because some of us have to take care of stuff that happened in the past. But we cannot live with our backs. We have to live with our backs to the past. When you're looking forward to 2021, there's nothing we can do to change 2020. Can we change 2020? We can't change one thing in 2020, can we? So we got to look forward. We can't even change anything for this Sunday morning. We got to look forward. Amen? Amen, friends. And then what we have to do, number four, young people, old people, have a worthwhile goal. Set a goal that is attainable. Set a goal that is God-given. Set a worthwhile goal. As Paul says, you press on towards that goal for the price of the heavenly call. Set a goal that God has placed in your heart that you can attain. Not just that you're going to have a lot of money and all of that, but set a goal that is also going to please God. And last but not least, then give it all you've got. As some folks says, go for broke. Give it all you have. A lot of dreams have not been realized. It's not because God didn't intend for it to happen, but we did not give it all we've got. In 2021, give it all you have to the best of your ability. Because remember, tomorrow is promised to no one. So go forth. Go by another road. Ask God which road to take. Because he'll move all the stumbling blocks. He'll open up the highways. And he will do great things in your life. I'm excited about what's going to happen in 2021. I'm praying for healing. But I'm excited that God is going to do something awesome in our lives. Amen? Thanks be to God. Amen. And now we have the prayer, the litany of thanksgiving. I asked Joan, and did you tell Zamzam? I told you to tell her that, yeah, okay, good. And you could come up and read it together. Amen? Praise God. As we give God thanks and praise, it's an insert in your bulletin. We give God thanks and praise for what God has already done and what God is getting ready to do in our lives. Amen.